It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's a Football Friday. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. And we have breaking football news to keep our eyes on, because it seems like at some point this weekend, Antonio Brown will sign with an NFL team. This is on ESPN.com. Adam Schefter's reporting tonight. Antonio Brown is working on a contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He will visit the Buccaneers on Saturday. The sides are working towards an agreement on a contract, sources have told ESPN's Adam Schefter. So it looks like, as we kick off this football weekend, that Antonio Brown and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers seem to be a match.
Yeah, and everybody's saying, oh, well, the Bucs are loaded, the Bucs are loaded, the Bucs are loaded. But, I mean, as Schefter points out in this piece here, Mike Evans has been playing on an injured ankle since week four and hasn't been able to practice consistently. Chris Godwin just returned from a hamstring injury, and deep threat Scotty Miller has been limited by a groin and hip injury. So while, yeah, they're loaded, and they'll be even more loaded with a threat like Antonio Brown, you can never, ever have too many offensive weapons, because you never know. That hamstring, you know, Chris Godwin tweaks that hamstring again, he could miss 2 to 3 weeks. Mike Evans, an ankle injury can keep you out. I mean, we saw Deshaun Jackson yesterday, has a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
He's just out indefinitely. Like, that stuff can stick with you all season long, and you might need to miss significant time just to get that right. So to add Antonio Brown to a team that's already loaded, just look at the injuries. It's not like they don't need him. They should be fine without him, but there's no reason why you shouldn't be adding more weapons, especially this season when practices could be canceled and, you know, people are injured and away from the facility and that kind of stuff. So I don't see any problem with the Bucs going after a guy like Antonio Brown.
The article on ESPN.com also says this: Brady has been pushing for the Bucs to sign Brown since the summer. Brady took Brown under his wing during Brown's brief tenure in New England, on and off the field. The two had an immediate on-field chemistry. Brown had 4 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown in a 43-0 win over the Dolphins in their first game together last season. As it turned out, that would be the only game they played together, as Brown was released later that week. So there's the latest. Antonio Brown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Seattle has been rumored as a team interested, as Adam Schefter is also reporting that they are still in the mix, but it seems as if the Bucs are the team to watch here. And, you know, as a Bears fan, I'm okay with this. I don't think that Antonio Brown on the Chicago Bears will take this team to a level that they can't already get to. Like, if this team doesn't win the Super Bowl this year, it's not going to be because they're missing that one piece, that Antonio Brown piece on the outside to be on the opposite of Allen Robinson. Mm-hmm. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's going to be because probably the quarterback play. And if not the quarterback play, it's going to be the offensive line. And if it's not the offensive line, it's probably the head coach, because he has a lack of attention to detail when it comes to staying with the running game. I don't think it's going to be because the Bears didn't go out and get Antonio Brown. So as a Bears fan, I sit here and I look at this, and I hear what you say, Adam. And yeah, good for Tampa Bay. Antonio Brown is not for me. Not my cup of tea there. I would not bring a guy like that into my franchise. And I would be surprised if he's there the entire season. He finds a way to get on teams and then get off of teams real quickly, especially in the last couple of years. So to me, as a Bears fan, it's okay. He can join Tampa Bay. I think the Bears are still okay without him.
Oh, look, you want him to go where, you know, it makes sense for him to go somewhere where he has chemistry, right? He has chemistry with Tom Brady. He has chemistry with Russell Wilson, because they work out with each other in the offseason. He's been on a team with Tom Brady. They're very, you know, they're very into each other on social media. So here's
what does that
the
mean?
Here's
what
the
what does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean? They're into each other on social media.
Yeah, they're very into each other on social media. They comment on each other's posts. Adam Schefter has an update.
Oh, do I need the breaking news? Do you want me to hit it? Is it time to hit it?
Yes.
This is Breaking News, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
What do we got?
An update from Adam Schefter. Antonio Brown and the Bucks have reached an agreement on a one-year deal. Per sources, language still has to be finalized. COVID protocols passed, but Brown is likely to make his Bucks debut in Week 9 against the Saints.
All right, so there's still some time before we will see Antonio Brown with the Tampa Bay Bucks, but a lot of weapons there for the Bucks now and Tom Brady. No excuses for Brady if he can't get this done in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's thrown more interceptions than he has in the past. He's taking more risks. He's got to get familiar with these wide receivers. I think having a guy who he's familiar with in Antonio Brown will help out this team. And you're right.
He's not that familiar with him. I just read the stats. They played one game together.
He's familiar with him enough to go into Arian's office and say, I want this guy on the team. Right?
If you're Chris Godwin or Mike Evans, Scotty Miller, do you kind of look around and you're like, hey, bro, Brady, we're right here. So let's get healthy. Like, are there going to be enough footballs to go around for Godwin, Evans, and Brown?
Well, I mean, look, it takes some of the pressure off these guys because they're dealing with those nagging injuries, so they're not expected to perform as well. And I think that, you know, if they have language in their contracts where if they reach certain metrics, they get certain, bonuses, then maybe. But otherwise, aren't you all trying to? Isn't the good of the team better? Isn't the sum of the parts greater?
Is that what Antonio Brown's into?
Well,
some of the parts, the good of the team. I know Brady is. He's a guy that kind of is all about that stuff.
I'm sure Mike Evans is. I'm sure that Godwin is. I'm sure that all these other guys are. And I'm sure that, you know, if he leads to more wins and a championship, then why not? It's a one-year deal. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
No, it's fair. And I also think, like we were just talking about, what are the odds that he's likely there by the time the playoffs roll around? Week 9 to week 17 is quite some time. He's got to behave, and he's got to fall in line with the team concept and COVID-19 protocols.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see how that works out. So that's the latest news from Adam Schefter is Antonio Brown will be signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Black and Abdallah with you here on this Football Friday on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Did you see the story earlier today on ESPN.com from Dan Graziano? Here's the headline. Could the Browns and the Jets move on from Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold? The fifth-year option deadline looms. So the column is all about how Cleveland and New York, both of these teams are in bad spots with their quarterback position. And the reason why this article caught my eye is because Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are polarizing young quarterbacks that people have opinions on. And it also reminds me of the conversation around Jared Goff with the Los Angeles Rams and Mitchell Trubisky with the Chicago Bears. Two teams that play each other on Monday night, but they went in different directions in the way they handled the quarterback situation. Now, Goff is a better player, but he also got a big contract from Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Trubisky, not the better player, the fifth-year option not picked up, right? And now Trubisky, at the end of this, will likely after this season no longer be with the Chicago Bears. And that's something that the Browns and the Jets are both staring at now as they try and fix their teams. I think the Browns are actually a little bit better than a team that is where Baker Mayfield may not be that good and they're going to be a complete disaster. Like, I think they're a little bit farther along, where the Jets are the worst team in the NFL.
Well, the Browns need to figure out how to use Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield can be a successful quarterback if you're not relying on him to win games. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
no,
if you're just
fair.
Relying on him to manage the game, make throws when you need to, but you become a run-it-first type football team, you develop that ground game, you have a good offensive line, which they do, but the problem is, when you get down to teams, and we saw it with the Steelers, that when you get down teams, you need a quarterback that can bring you back, and Baker Mayfield isn't that guy. And I think that they're 4-2 right now. They're by no means a bad football team.
Right. Well, and what you said, I read earlier today, Hugh Jackson is on the record saying that, Baker Mayfield is not being used the correct way. And when you look at that, I just mentioned two quarterbacks, right? This mm-hmm. fifth-year option, mm-hmm. it's looming for the Jets and the Browns, and I related it to the Rams and the Bears and their situation. Jared Goff's not a quarterback that's going out and beating teams by himself.
No.
The Rams run an offense to highlight what Goff does best.
Mm-hmm.
And they protect him. And it's worked to their benefit. They've gotten to a Super Bowl. So, like, that's what I'm looking at with the Browns. They need to treat Baker Mayfield like he's Jared Goff.
And I think they can, and I think that he still has a chance for them to say, hey, we'll pick up the fifth-year option, and because he played well the rest of the season. Maybe they make the playoffs. Maybe they're one of those teams in the hunt, and they figure it out, right? But Sam Darnold and the Jets, and this is not a Sam Darnold thing, okay? Easy over there. Easy. Easy.
I'm controlled.
Easy.
I'm controlled.
Take it ease. Okay? Oh, no. He's coming at me. This is just a sheer numbers game. You're 0-6.
Yeah.
Right now, you're the worst team in the NFL. If you have the number one pick, you can't let Trevor Lawrence go. You have to take Trevor Lawrence. I don't care if you have Sam Darnold. I don't care. You have to take. That is a once-in-a-generation type quarterback. Or even if you have the second pick, Justin Fields, you can't tell me that those two guys aren't going to make it work on the next level. I mean, look at the kind of throws. I know that Clemson is putting up crazy numbers. Look at the Georgia Tech game. But some of those touchdowns.
He's stepping up in the pocket. He's making throws downfield.
Oh, my God. He looks
Trevor Lawrence
NFL
looks like
ready.
The real deal.
He looks
yes.
NFL ready.
Absolutely.
And if you're the Jets, you cannot pass on Trevor Lawrence. And what does that mean for Sam Darnold? It means they're not going to pick up the fifth-year option. He's probably going to be available in a trade. They can't find a trade partner. They just release him, and then someone signs him, right? But if you're the Browns and you're Baker Mayfield, I still think you're in wait-and-see mode because you want to be able to use him the right way. And I think that you still have the rest of the season to figure that out. Yeah, you had a horrible loss to the Steelers. But they're the Steelers. They might be the best team in the NFL, right? You're not on that level yet. But you need to tailor your offense around him. The Jets are an absolute mess. Gase is going to be fired. People are going to be looking for a new coach. They're going to be might be looking for a new GM. All that stuff. And when that comes, is a new quarterback. You can't tell me that if you have the number one or number two pick in the draft, that you're not taking Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields just because you have Sam Darnold.
The article on ESPN.com about Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, the fifth-year option, it goes on to say the fifth-year option was created with the CBA in 2011. There have been 19 quarterbacks selected in the first round since that time. Of the 19, 11 of them had their fifth-year option picked up. The other eight, here's the list. Tell me which of these quarterbacks is actually good.
Okay.
Jake Locker from 2011. Mm-mm. Christian Ponder, 2011. Oof. Brandon Whedon from 2012. E.J. Manuel from 2013. Oof. Johnny Manziel from 2014.
That's your guy.
Teddy Bridgewater from 2014. He's actually pretty good.
He's not bad.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, I like Teddy Bridgewater.
Paxton Lynch from 2016.
Nope.
And Mitchell Trubisky in 2017.
That guy.
So I saw this article earlier today, and it immediately made me think of Jared Goff because I remember the conversation about his contract with the Rams and Mitchell Trubisky. We all know how it's gone here in Chicago with his fifth-year option and the fact that his long-term future with the Bears is not likely to be here.
Well, and Chris, and look at the current situation. Nick Foles is a stopgap right now. Nick Foles is the Bears are the cartoon character that are trying to plug all the holes with their fingers, and they used all their fingers, they used all their toes, and finally they have to plug the hole with their face. You know what I mean?
Thought you were going to say something else.
Nope, their face. They plug it with their face. And so right now you look at teams that need quarterbacks, and I would say the Jets need a quarterback. You know, we just go through the list, and if you add the Browns to that list, that's a team that is going to be worse than the Bears come draft time and is going to be in the market for a quarterback. So what are the Bears going to do? You still need your quarterback of the future. And the more and more teams that decide that they don't have the quarterback for their future puts a damper on who you're going to pick and maybe means that you get a worse quarterback and you try to develop someone while you keep Foles around for a couple of years, or what we are used to seeing from Pace, where he trades up and tries to draft someone that way.
If you want to talk football with us, the phone number is 312-332-3776. This week, we have spent some time on a controversy here in the hallways at ESPN 1000. We have an update to that story and new exclusive audio to play you coming up next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Yeah.
Download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app, the brand new ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you do that. And also, shout out to the Twitchers on a Friday night watching us on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. The Twitch chat is alive and well
it's
tonight.
Popping, your dad's in there.
Talking football.
Yeah.
It's a football Friday.
It is.
We've had a lot going on at the station this week.
It's been a week.
It's been a long week, a good week, a lot of great participation from our awesome fans of Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. There's a controversy that's been going on here in the hallways of the station. It's something we've been documenting the last couple nights here on the program. We've been looking into a situation. Adam brings hot sauce to work each day. And
I don't bring hot sauce to work.
Well, you have brought hot sauce.
I bring lunch to work.
And somebody has been using your hot sauce.
Someone has been using the hot sauce.
And it's something, it's an investigation that we've looked into here on the program.
Yeah.
And what we've kind of been led to believe is there's a lot of suspects in this situation.
I think we've narrowed it down to select few.
And we have some explosive new evidence.
Pun intended with the hot sauce.
Yeah. Tonight to share with you. And if we backtrack on Wednesday, it was we were led to believe that some high-level executives were pointing the finger.
Big suits, high-level executives, some fancy suits, were saying that it was our fine sales staff that recently... So when the pandemic started, everyone was sent home and said, work from home. The on-air people, we're all still here. You, me, Sean, producing the show tonight. We're still all coming in because we're doing the show. Sylvie's obviously at home, because he's immunity compromised. And, you know, every once in
a while,
there's
not a lot of people here.
There's not a lot of people. Yeah. And my hot sauce was there and it wasn't touched.
No one touched it.
Then all of a sudden we started integrating a few
sales folks into the office, socially distancing.
Of course, they have their own section of the office. We're on the seventh floor.
We wear masks when we're not in our studio.
Yeah, we're in here. We're talking. We can't really talk in masks. So, you know,
we keep our distance, but
absolutely, we each have our own little mic thing here.
You've noticed that someone is taking hot sauce, and the levels are lower.
They're not. I'm not using that much hot sauce. And I've also said this. I don't care. Use the hot sauce. I'll buy a bigger bottle so we can both enjoy the hot sauce together. My fear has always been that once the hot sauce starts to get to a certain level, that I'm going to come in one day and there will be no hot sauce.
Yeah, right.
And yesterday, the new development was yesterday, a new bottle was placed next to the old bottle.
Right. That was something that there was a picture that Mike Thomas, market manager here at ESPN 1000, he sent out a photo. He opened the fridge. He saw a new bottle of hot sauce next to Abdallah's hot sauce. So there is a second bottle of hot sauce.
Not anymore. Because that was the problem. I used all of the first one.
Oh,
so when I came in yesterday to use the hot sauce, there wasn't enough. So I had to open the new bottle. So there's enough. I mean, there's hot sauce. So I saw Mike today. I saw Mike today and I said, Mike, I don't know who put this in here.
Huh.
I know you tweeted out the picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to say thank you to whoever it was that put it in there.
And he goes, I don't think it's Mike.
He goes, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. But I do know.
Oh.
That as someone who uses the fridge, the hot sauce bottle appeared sometime between the end of Cap'n J. Hood and the start of Carmen and Yurko.
So we're looking at somewhere after 10 o'clock.
I would say somewhere between 9:30 and 10:30 is when that came into place.
And the other development from yesterday is that we had a recorder in the kitchen, on the fridge, recording audio. And we picked up on something, and the recorder was compromised after we picked up on something.
Whoever was there found the recorder.
And the timing of that hot sauce being found falls in line with the amount of recording that was on our little tape when it was compromised, when we left it from the night before.
Correct.
Here's the audio from the night before, from yesterday. This was new audio yesterday of what we picked up in the kitchen. Hold on, I gotta play again. Hold on. Are we up over there all the way? All right, here we go. And see, that's where the tape ends, because they found the recorder, they manhandled it, just like they're manhandling the hot sauce in the fridge.
Here's what it sounds like happened. They put the whatever they were eating in the microwave, they went to go open up the fridge, they found the hot sauce, they opened up the hot sauce, the microwave goes off, they take their food out, they put the hot sauce on the food, they went to put out the... They went to put the hot sauce back in.
It seemed like quite a bit of time there. Like they're using a lot of hot sauce.
Yeah, they're using a lot. Yeah. They put it back. They shut the door. As they're shutting the door, it jostled the recorder. They see the recorder out of the corner of their eye.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they dispose of said recorder. They turn it off at least.
Okay, so that's where we left things yesterday. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Mm-hmm. We have explosive new developments.
Whoa. Another one?
Today.
Wow.
No,
wow.
It's not another recording.
Wow.
So, Adam, I know this might be disturbing for you, and I know you don't know about this, but I think this is a serious situation, because if you look at, what did you say happened? Your hot sauce ran out, huh?
My hot sauce ran out, but there was a new bottle, and the bottle was still in there, so I got a few droplets of hot sauce out.
But you opened the other bottle.
I opened the other bottle. And it was sealed, and I didn't have any issues yesterday.
Well,
so I know it hasn't been tampered with, because my tummy is not rumbly.
But it wasn't your bottle that you're using now.
No, it's someone else's bottle. But if they used my bottle, now it's tit for tat.
So here's the exclusive new audio to the program. Do you remember back in the summer, the NBA started their bubble? And they had this thing called the snitch hotline.
We have a snitch?
Do you remember this? Do you recall this in the NBA?
I do.
And here at the station, I created...
The snitch hotline.
A snitch hotline for us at ESPN 1000.
Just in case.
If someone's not following COVID-19 protocols, we could kind of let people know, like, let's keep things safe here in the building. Today, it popped up with a message.
Someone called?
Because we all have the number, all of us at work here. I haven't checked this answering machine in quite some time, since we did that silly little bit back in the summer.
Yes. I remember.
Well, sir, let me just play this for you, because I think it's disturbing, and I think it's something we have to let everyone in on. Here's the message that was on the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline.
I'm nervous.
Earlier today.
Hello, Adam. This is the Hot Sauce Bandit. I've enjoyed using your sauce on eggs, meat and poultry. I've heard you noticed the amount of sauce I am consuming on a daily basis. My meat was dry without your sauce. The sauce put my lunch over the top.
Phrasing.
I have left you a new bottle of hot sauce. Be aware, I am watching you. I will use the rest of your bottle before opening my own. I will continue to enjoy your sauce. Good luck trying to figure out my true identity. Your sauce is my sauce. I am the Hot Sauce Bandit. Goodbye, Adam.
I'm shocked.
I think we have to listen to that again. We'll do that.
I'm shocked.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
Speechless.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Watch my six.
On a Friday night, lots of football to get to. I've got Bulls thought for you.
No.
You can watch the show on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. What does the Twitch chat have to say?
Oh, we got a lot. We got a lot going on. They're into the hot sauce band of the new developments, which left me absolutely speechless.
You want to give your thoughts first?
So Big 747 Dude says the hot sauce has changed. The hot sauce band has changed their voice into a robotic sound now, so you should be able to figure out who it is when you're talking to people there. Whoever sounds like a robot is your hot sauce bandit.
I don't think anyone sounds like a robot. I think they're using technology to mess with you.
So my thoughts are this, and I don't want to call anyone out. Because this is the thing. I don't care.
Well, no, I know you don't care. You'll share your sauce.
Yes. But I think it's Carmen DeFalco.
Wow. Okay, so you're naming a lead suspect now.
I think
put a picture of him on the wall up there and do one of those little things that we see in like True Detective?
No. Based on the evidence presented to me.
So we're trying to figure this out. Who's using Abdallah's hot sauce?
Here's the evidence. Okay? The evidence is this. I've talked to Mike Thomas, our market manager, and he says that the sauce appeared sometime after Cap'n Company or Cap'n J. Hood, but while Carmen and Yurko were still in the building. So like that 9:30 to 10:30 window. I know where Carmen's office is. He has to walk from said office.
Yeah, right by
the fridge to come into the studio.
He's got
to
pass it.
I don't think he comes when we walk into our doors here at the beautiful ESPN 1000 studios here at the States at 190 North State Street. If you go, when you walk right or left when you exit, when you come out of the doors, if you walk right, you go to Carmen's office. If you walk left, you go to the studios.
He takes a hard right. When
hard
he comes
right.
In.
Hard I don't think right. I don't think he has any other time to hard come right. to the studio area. And we've been told to stay in our areas unless we have to move around and go to certain places, right? Mm-hmm. Not to just wander the hallways. So this leads me to believe it was Carmen. Also, technology, right? Technology.
It may rule technology. Some folks out around it, here.
I've already ruled out Danny Zetterman. Because he doesn't eat real food.
Okay, fine.
Doesn't eat real
Although
food.
Although he could sauce his meat.
I don't think he sauces his eggs. Phrasing. I don't think he sauces his eggs. Okay? Because he eats right. those hard-boiled eggs. I don't think he sauces them. I don't think it's Meller. I worked with Meller for a long time.
I don't think it's Meller.
I worked with Meller for a long time.
I don't think so.
On Waddle and Sylvie.
I agree.
I don't think he's eating food that has sauce on it. He's more of a takeout man. Okay? It's not JR. He's told me that hot sauce, stomach, not a good thing.
Doesn't sit.
Okay? It's not going to be Cap. Not going to be Cap. And it's
why,
not going
to. Why is that?
I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
And I don't think it's Hood because.
I don't think Hood would do it either.
I don't think Hood. I don't think he would do that. I think that him and I are friends enough where he would say, he would text me, mind if I have some sauce?
He would. He is very thoughtful.
I've known
and
Jonathan
he
Hood
would.
As
he
long as I've been
would.
At this radio station.
He would ask you if he could have some hot sauce.
I'm not saying that Carmen's not my friend. I've known Carmen a long time. One of my first internships was for Carmen. I produced for Carmen. I've known Carmen a very long time.
Probably the nicest person here at the station.
I'm not going to throw out superlatives like that.
Huh.
Okay?
All right.
But I also think now that we have a technology in the thing, do you want to play it again? Do you
yeah,
want to play
well,
the recent
can
development?
Can you tell all these Twitchers it's not me?
It's not Chris.
It's
Chris,
not me.
Chris,
I am not
as
sus.
As much as you are sus, but I don't think
for,
you
for
did
other
it.
Other reasons.
Now, Pat Bleck is in the chat. Your dad is in the chat. Your dad loves himself some spice.
Yeah.
I've had it. I've had his, I've tasted his, a lot of his food. At various tailgates, at various 4ths of July, at various different times. He makes a great Cajun turkey for Thanksgiving. I've had it. It's amazing. He likes spice. His son does not. His son does not like spice.
I love spice, but I'm not the
I will
bandit.
Call your wife and right. ask her if you like spice,
you guys
and she will say no. Okay?
Carry on.
So now we have the new development. We have the new audio recording from the Snitch Hotline, and we go to that tape.
And so you said there's something about this that you think it tips it off to
yes.
who this is?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. This
yes.
is new, explosive,
yes.
new information that we have into the show tonight, exclusive to Black and Abdallah. This was left on a voicemail for us earlier today.
Hello, Adam. This is the Hot Sauce Bandit. I've enjoyed using your sauce on eggs, meat, and poultry. I've heard you noticed the amount of sauce I am consuming on a daily basis. My meat was dry without your sauce.
Phrasing.
The sauce put my lunch over the top. I have left you a new bottle of hot sauce. Be aware, I am watching you. I will use the rest of your bottle before opening my own. I will continue to enjoy your sauce. Good luck trying to figure out my true identity. Your sauce is my sauce. I am the hot sauce bandit. Goodbye, Adam.
Okay, so a few things have drawn me to Carmen DeFalco. And this is, I don't care if it's Carmen. I hope it is Carmen. Because here's the thing.
That is such a creepy message.
Yeah, okay.
To be left?
Yeah, but
someone's
think about,
watching you?
But think about this. Carm likes the innuendos. Carmen's an innuendo man.
He does.
Okay?
He does.
Carmen's an innuendo man.
Sauce on the
he
meat.
Cooks a lot.
Yeah.
He likes flavor.
Not
also,
yeah.
Also, recording your voice or going into Google or whatever the thing is and making this, it requires a knowledge of technology. Something Yurko doesn't have, and he won't be offended at that. I've had to log into Yurko's account for him.
But Carmen talks
multiple times.
All the time about like newfangled streams,
yeah,
and all this stuff.
Yeah, but that's different. Carmen can go into Google and Google how to create robot voice, and it'll show him.
All right.
Right? Okay. I don't think it's Cap for that reason either. Technology.
Yeah.
I also think Cap would just say, I took it, take that. And it'd be over. And the bit would end. So to me, it is, I have narrowed it down in my, if I had a board, if I had a Charlie
yes.
style board where I'm drawing
from
lines.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, things, yes.
I've narrowed it down as my lead suspect to Carmen DeFalco. And don't be offended, Carm. Don't be offended. I hope we can share sauce.
I'm just telling you, the wild new developments tonight.
I hope you and I
You were unaware that this message was left for you.
I'm completely unaware, but it leads me to believe with the innuendos involved, the technology involved, the timing of the new sauce being placed in there, it leads me to believe it's Carmen DeFalco.
312-332-3776. Jerry on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, what up, Adam? So I tuned in late from work, and I heard you yesterday, and I didn't think that was real, man. You really got that today. Really? Are we talking Tapatio, Yucateco, Valentina? What kind of sauce?
Cholula.
Is this,
Cholula. Cholula hot sauce.
You got
sauce.
That Cholula going. Cholula. Are you up on that Yucateco hot sauce?
Honestly, here's the thing. I'm not a hot sauce connoisseur. I just got what there's a Walgreens across the street. I needed sauce. I went in. They had Cholula or Tabasco, and I don't like Tabasco. So I got Cholula. Simple as that.
Always a good call. Always a good call. All right, man. This is obvious. This is a poll. You got to do a radio contest, man, of this mystery with you, man, and give away a prize if somebody picks the correct guy. I think this week. I know Yurko is not technologically savvy, but he's a good kid, man. He's going to replace your bottle. I'm thinking it's Yurko, man.
Interesting.
Oh, Yurko's a mensch for sure. He would absolutely replace the bottle, but Yurko would also come up to me and say, here you go, kid. I got you more hot sauce. I took some the other day. Not for nothing. Here you go. I put it on some peppers and eggs or whatever he's eating that day. You know what he had today? He ate today?
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Thank you, man.
He ate an Italian beef egg roll.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just I didn't know those were a thing.
Doug on 8094. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. Great show. Love it already. I think you're right. I think it's got to be Carm. A, he does too much. He's got the whole whiskey thing, and then he's got the betting program, and then he's got Carmen and Yurko.
Yeah.
But the key here is on the tape, you hear like a grunt, like an right?
Oh.
If you play that back against the Merc sounder that you guys have.
See, but that Merc, Doug, that Merc is
that's
actually, JD. That's Jeff Dickerson.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's Jeff Dickerson. And JD has not been in the building in months.
No, God, no, no, yeah. No.
That sucks for you guys. Yeah, JD's awesome.
Yeah, no, he is, absolutely. But, Doug, thank you for trying to figure this out
for
us. Yes,
I appreciate the effort.
Doug.
I appreciate the
good
effort.
Good work.
100%. Appreciate
all right,
the effort.
Well, this is the voicemail left for us earlier today. For us, I mean, for Adam. I mean, listen, man. Someone here in the office is watching you. Scary. Listening to this twice, scary. I thought it was scary when I heard it the first time, saw it pop up. Here it is, the voicemail left for Adam.
Hello, Adam. This is the Hot Sauce Bandit. I've enjoyed using your sauce on eggs, meat, and poultry. I've heard
See,
you notice
you
the amount
it,
of sauce I am consuming
second,
on a
If you
daily
could stop
basis.
It for 1 second. Being the food connoisseur that Carmen is, he would also use the word poultry. He would. He would. That's a Carmen move. That's a Carmen move to use poultry.
All right, here's the full voicemail. I think you're just kind of, unfortunately, the
well,
poor
look,
guy.
It's also,
I
mean, look, it's also like,
seems
once,
like he's
once
your
you,
only
what's
lead
it called,
suspect
what's
here.
It called when
yesterday
you,
it was the sales staff. Today it's Carmen.
What's
I mean,
it called when you narrow it
you're
down?
You're trying to
when
turn
you,
the Twitch chat on me.
I'm not. You're just sus for other reasons.
Hello, Adam. This is the Hot Sauce Bandit. I've enjoyed using your sauce on eggs, meat, and poultry. I've heard you noticed the amount of sauce I am consuming on a daily basis. My meat was dry without your sauce.
And you end
the
up.
Sauce put my lunch over the top.
See?
I have left you a new bottle of hot sauce. Be aware, I am watching you.
Creepy.
I will use the rest of your bottle before opening my own.
And you
I will continue to enjoy your mm-hmm. sauce. Good luck trying to figure out my true identity.
See, that's Carmen.
Your sauce is my sauce.
It's Carmen.
I am the hot sauce bandit. Goodbye, Adam.
All right, we're going to take these calls. There's a lot of calls that want to jump in on this. We also have some football calls as well.
Maybe we'll have to call Carmen.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Peace up, A-Town. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Check us out tomorrow with Jonathan Hood for Chicago's College Tailgate, 11 to 1:30. The Big Ten is back. It's a game tonight, Wisconsin, Illinois, Notre Dame and Pitt tomorrow, and Michigan, Minnesota. We'll preview that game tomorrow on Chicago's College Tailgate. Bleck, Abdallah, Hood will be with you tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow morning talking college football. Download the podcast of tonight's show at the ESPN Chicago app. And thank you to Sean Davis for producing tonight's show.
I feel so bad for Carmen when he opens up.
You labeled
Twitter
him the number one suspect in our mystery here. Your hot sauce.
And to be fair, I didn't think about this. But this is absolutely right. Pizza Face Dummy on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago.
Name?
Pizza Face Dummy. Look, I don't all make right, the.
Okay.
I don't make
just
them.
Don't call name. Don't call our listeners.
That's
name.
His name.
Okay, all right.
There was, when Mike Thomas posted the picture of the new hot sauce, there was one commenter, and his name was Carmen DeFalco.
But Carmen's a nice guy.
And that tweet was an angel from above. I'm saying he's a nice guy. That's
you're
the
just,
whole point
you're
of
putting
this.
All the
That's the whole point of this.
Together.
You don't understand.
Yeah. George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, George?
I think I've solved the mystery. I think it's Mark Giangreco. It explains his enormous weight gain, and he's in the same building, and he probably is doing the late news. As soon as you leave at 7, he's probably coming over at 9 to take some sauce.
I believe hot sauce helps in digestion. It helps you actually lose weight.
Burn calories?
Burn calories, because it's hot. Actually, I don't know the science behind
that.
Thank
you, George. Thank you for the phone call.
He's trying to lose weight right now.
That's true too. Bourbon Tater on Twitter wants to he, you haven't given an alibi yet.
Oh, me? I've been with you.
Where are you?
I'm right here.
We both can't leave the studio at the same time though. If you're eating your sandwich.
So let me ask you this. What would I be saucing? You've seen me eat every meal I've eaten.
You can't
here.
Put hot sauce on a sandwich?
I could, but did you see me apply it to a sandwich? I took the sandwich out of the plastic wrap today.
Not since we've made note of this, but before, I don't know what you're doing before. Maybe sometimes
you sit
you get,
in the room with me every day. You see exactly what I'm
sometimes
doing.
Sometimes you get here before I do. Maybe you come in, you go right to the fridge, sauce that sandwich, put it back in your bag, and say, got him.
See, here's the problem, though. When you told me that this was a thing on Wednesday, I didn't even know that you had hot sauce here.
Yeah, you know I put hot sauce. I keep hot sauce in my bag.
Andrew Nelgen, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to say I'm big fans of both of yours. I think it's really cool that you guys got your own show. Well-deserved, fellas.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, you know, I'm really kind of confused on this game. I'm really loving sports betting. It's been going really well. It adds a little more juice than fantasy does, which I love. But the two games I got, San Fran +2 at Patriots, and then the other game, Browns -3.5 against the Bengals. I'd love your opinion. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you for the kind words. When I look at the second game first, the Browns and the Bengals. I think the Browns are better.
You like the Browns. You
I
said
like
that
the Browns.
On
yes.
Like It, Love It.
And I think the Bengals are one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm playing the Browns. I'm on record for that. When we look at the 49ers and the Patriots, that's tough. The Patriots have kind of slipped from what I thought they would be.
Yeah.
And have the 49ers bounce back completely after that great win last week?
I think so. If I had to pick a lean, I'd probably lean 49ers, but I might just wait till that gets closer. And if I'm chasing on a Sunday, I'll probably bet that game.
I mean, it's a 2.5 line. The Patriots are the favorite.
Yeah.
49ers all the way across the country.
Yeah,
does
but
that
that's,
factor in at
no,
all
No, I think
anybody?
good teams travel well. That stuff doesn't matter. I don't think that matters, especially for an afternoon game. You know, they're still playing at a normal time.
Yeah.
So I don't think that stuff matters. Who was I going to read here? Labros Malfas? I hope I'm saying that right. Says, I'm throwing sus at Randy Merkin.
Leave Randy alone. I don't think it's Randy.
I don't think so either. He also says he's your armchair nutritionist, so I don't think...
oh, no, that's Danny.
That's Danny. So
see.
That's Danny.
Huh.
That's Danny.
Huh. All right. Well, I mean, as we finish up this week here on ESPN 1000, we'll have to keep our eyes on the Hot Sauce Bandit. Do you want to hear the voicemail more time?
ShyFan1 on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000, says it's a slow sports night. It's actually not. The World Series is going to be about to take place.
Oh, there's a ton of sorts. Great football
Illinois
weekend,
is about to play. Big Ten football is kicking off right now.
We just got sidetracked
Illinois
here.
Football. I mean, Wisconsin's walking out right now. You got the odds couple with Carmen DeFalco, the Hot Sauce Thief.
No,
the
whoa, Hot Sauce now you're
Bandit.
Accusing him of doing it?
No. He's just my number one suspect right now. I got a list
hear
of suspects.
Voicemail one
it's,
time.
He's my number one suspect, and he will bring you the odds couple with Mike North coming up in about 4 minutes here.
Okay, here's the voicemail that was left for Abdallah today.
We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Hello, Adam. This is the Hot Sauce Bandit. I've enjoyed using your sauce on eggs, meat, and poultry. I've heard you noticed the amount of sauce I am consuming on a daily basis. My meat was dry without your sauce. The sauce put my lunch over the top. I have left you a new bottle of hot sauce. Be aware, I am watching you. I will use the rest of your bottle before opening my own.
Creepy, man.
I will continue to enjoy your sauce. Good luck trying to figure out my true identity. Your sauce is my sauce.
So
I am the Hot Sauce Bandit. Goodbye, Adam.
We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.